Paddy and Rob Palmer don't use alarm clocks. They have Big Merv yell, "How's that?" instead, thanks to BJ Howes. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is Friday, the 16th of September. This is our podcast. And we spoke to the great, the very lovely Renee Gardner. God, she's great.
Good fun, eh?
Oh, you see her on
Put
Fox.
You in your place.
You see her on... Oh, don't you talk. It was an accidental miscommunication with Renee. So we've got that. Also, oh, we've got the boys from Hilltop Hoods. We have got Dan and also Matt, because they're coming to the Central Coast December 10 at Entrance Memorial Park. Looking forward to that.
What else?
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
We have got Renee Gardner, NRL reporter. She does all the footy, and she also former boxer as well. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Good morning, hun. How are you?
Good, darling.
Oh, Renee. Oh, honey,
bud. So yeah, we're just talking. I said, hun. I mean, Rob. I was thinking about my wife.
That's what he does when he talks to me.
Rob now reminds you of your wife.
Yeah.
It's not on, is it? I don't know. Kirst should be more offended than I am.
Oh, Renee.
She's a fine lady, Kirst.
Hey, now...
Probably the only one that would look after you in the morning anyway. So.
Yeah, very much so. And then, Renee, now you did professional boxing.
I did. Yeah. I did. I'm not officially retired. Yeah. I am just on the bench at the moment, but I am getting old, boys. So.
Yeah. How was it for a woman doing boxing? Was it tough?
It's just as tough as what it is for a man boxing. Yeah. If we want to, let's not go down that slippery slope.
He digs big holes for himself, Renee. I was just going to let him fall into it.
Jesus, we're starting off with a real old school mindset.
No, what the question was, tough, a female breaking into an all-male sport. That's what the question was going to be.
Oh, right. Okay, now I see where you're going. You can put the shovel down and get out of the hole.
Don't give him an out, Renee. Don't give him an out.
You can pick the jackhammer up. I think it's tough for everyone, and I think that's one of the biggest things we've got to look at last night, where a lot of people bag rugby league players sort of taking the headlines with the boxing. Anyone who gets in the ring, like, hats off. There is nowhere to hide in there. You know, you've got to train the whole way through. You've got to take it seriously. It's not like when you retire from footy and you go, oh, you know what, I'm just going to throw the boots on and go out for another game. You can't do that with boxing.
No.
It's serious. It's your life's on the line as much as anything as well too. So, yeah, look, last night, I mean, it was a bit of a farce.
Go on, tell us what you really think.
You're like, I'm glad you said it.
Yeah.
Paddy, on, Paddy give actually me back challenged... that shovel. Give me back that shovel, Renee. But it was, seriously, like I said earlier on this morning, because it was Hannett and also Hodges taking on Paul Gallen. Like some of those boys were fatter than me. And
That's saying something.
You know what? You know what I can't understand is when you see a boxer get in with a little bit of a dog body, and you're like, how? Because when you start punching and fighting and training and whatnot, you're like, that falls off you. Like, you get so fit.
Yeah.
But Hannett was fit. The poor bugger went and played. We revert back to that park footy analogy, because he did go and play park footy and broke two ribs. So
yeah, you know. I still wouldn't mind. Don't tell them that. I still wouldn't want to fight either of those three or any of those three.
Paddy Gerard challenged Paul Gallen to a bout for me on my behalf. Paul Gallen said, I'll give you the first 20 shots and we'll see how we go.
Because I said we had Paul Gallen.
Give yourself a rap, getting 20 shots. Dude,
Renee, Paul, we were talking to Paul Gallen. I said, Palmer reckons you're as weak as Gal. And he said, you tell him that I'll give him the first 20 shots free. And I was only joking.
Hats off to Benny Hannett, though, because I think everyone kind of went, oh, he doesn't really train that much and doesn't do much. But he put some gas on Gal at the start. And did whatever Queenslander want, tire him out into going into Hodges. But, yeah, he held his own for four rounds.
But, Renee, do you – we look
was early on. Do you think the boxing purists, they would look at that and go, oh, God. As you said,
disgusted.
Yeah, they would be, because they're training hard. That's their sport.
People put their lives into it. And then you get these guys come off a football field and go, all right, let's have a go in the ring.
That's all you hear about.
It's a bit of a game to them. I don't know.
Yeah, like I sort of sit in the middle because I come from rugby league. I also come from the boxing purist sort of side of things. What Gallen has done for many of our boxers is get them pushed more into the forefront and into that spotlight that they would never have had the opportunities to fight in front of crowds, what Gal's brought. Because I can tell you one thing, most of the time, most professional fights, like main event, hats off to them, like if you're a professional fighter, you don't get those main event cards, whether you're the best in Australia or not. You generally end up fighting at a local leagues club, or like I think I've fought out the Dapto dog tracks before. And it's not to a big crowd. It's not to this big fanfare. So, you know, it is giving the likes of, you know, your Justice Hunney, your Joe Goodall's like last night, a chance to have that bit of shine. But on the other edge of the side, you know, there are fighters that they spend their whole life fighting for that chance, and they get an eighth of the paycheck of what, you know, these, what we call them, bum footballers.
It's a promoter's game.
Renee, do you know, though, did many people go on the uptake and take out main event last night and view it?
I don't know, to be honest. I haven't looked to see what it was. And to be honest, I mean, just ask little Palmer's next to you. He was at the rugby, and I had my boyfriend blowing my phone up. I'm like, do you mind? I'm trying to watch the fight.
I'm not interested
in rugby, like majority of Australia at the moment. And we all ended up thinking, no, we're definitely not interested after the result.
I'm still crying. Don't worry.
Yeah. You're crying into the phone last night.
Nothing French on the menu for me, Renee.
Oh, he's stepping on snails today. Oh, he's just unbelievable. He's taking it to heart.
Exactly. But the refs were all having a shocker. The refs had a shocker in the boxing. The refs had a shocker in the rah-rahs. So, and we'll not talk about the refs having a shocker last week in the league, because now that's not the focus. What a reflection.
We'll have to sum up the finals with you maybe next week.
Why don't we get Renee on? If you want to be our reporter, you report for everyone.
Give me back the shovel, Renee.
I'm going to get you a gold-plated shovel up.
Look,
with a little gnome hanging onto it.
I was not going to say we had no one else, but we love talking to you, and you would be fantastic as we lead into the finals, if that would be sweet with you, Renee.
Look, always a pleasure, never a chore with you two.
Lovely, mate. Triple M's new unofficial rugby correspondent, Rugby League.
Yeah, we've knighted her today. Thank you, Renee.
With a shovel.
Shovel on each shoulder.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
The Hilltop Hoods are coming to the Central Coast. They're doing the Entrance Memorial Park on 10th of December.
That's going to be huge.
How good is that?
There'll be a lot of coasties there too. We've got the guys with us right now.
We've got Dan and Matt from the Hilltop Hoods. Absolute
pleasure. Well,
hello, boys. Mate, I was at the gig with you guys. The guy who sat in the seat in front of me was from Edelong. We had a good chat. He was going off to you guys. And the thing is, you have an ability to grab an audience, whether they're 8 years old or 58 years old. Everyone seems to find you guys, and the music is enduring.
I've got a question. What is Edelong? Is that like a hybrid of Adelaide and Wollongong?
Edelong.
Edelong. Oh, gotcha.
Edelong to Edelong.
Is that on their license plate up there? Gedelong to Edelong.
I'll use that.
Matt, you turned out with long trousers on at the gig in Sydney. And you mentioned you just forgot your shorts. Is that how it happened?
I forgot my shorts. Yeah, I about 10 minutes before stage time, I reached into my bag and to my horror pulled out a second pair of pants instead of a pair of shorts.
Oh, that is hot work.
I love the up-leveled his tracksuit pants by calling them trousers. Let's
oh, you're
like, they weren't so bad. Like I said at the show, you know, pants are just like shorts that hug your shin. So, yeah. Like, you know, they were fine.
I brought my 8-year-old with me. She was so pumped. She wanted to hear Cosby Sweater right from the word go because she's just into it. And you played it last. Unfortunately, she was asleep after 45 minutes.
That's why we're bringing you, that's why we're bringing you to the Central Coast.
That's right. So we get a rerun on that. You guys bring your kids to the shows as well?
Yeah, sometimes. When we do our own shows around the country, we try. It's a great experience for them. And I love seeing young kids in the crowd, especially under the age of 10, the real young ones there with their folks. It's a brilliant thing to be able to perform to multiple generations.
Matty, what about with you guys, the success you had? When did you realise, go, oh, geez, we're onto a good thing here?
When we got to quit our jobs.
Oh, is that right? Oh, right. Okay. What did you do before?
Our last real job, was making cement furniture.
Oh, brilliant.
That's like brilliant. Outdoor furniture. And I didn't mind it. I tell you what, I was never so built in my life. I was like a weapon. And now I need to get out of the gym and into the factory building some cement furniture because, yeah, that was the best shape I've been in my life.
Pretty sure that'd let you back there if you just want to do it for recreation.
Matt, can I ask, did they have cement chairs? Because I thought sitting on cement gave you hemorrhoids. I really did. No, that is true. Because when we'd go to the pool at home, Mum and Dad would say, don't sit on that wet concrete.
You'll get hemorrhoids.
Yes.
Is that like a handy old wives' tale to stop kids doing something?
Maybe. Like that rubbish story about not getting in the pool for half an hour after you've eaten.
Yeah.
Dan, Maple, what were you doing?
I did actually work in the same concrete factory as Matt. I did many jobs. I was a kitchen hand dish pig for a while. Worked as a storeman in a warehouse. I unfortunately had to give up to make music.
Yeah, isn't that a shame?
Unlucky.
So good everything's back now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't feel real until you get it in front of 10 or 15,000 people at a music jam. It's been an electric vibe at all of the shows because everyone is just so pumped.
That's awesome. You guys have a sound. I don't know how did you come about the style that you guys have? Because it's very unique. It's almost like a rock band doing rap stuff and funk. It just all rolls into one. Where'd that come from?
I think it's from what our families listened to when we were kids, because my parents and Dan's parents, you know, they listened to some good old boys back in the days. They were listening to, like, you know, Creedence Clearwater and that sort of stuff. You know, my dad was in the blues as well. But my brother was listening to a lot of reggae and Bad Brains. And the other one was listening to Rush and Motorhead. And the other one was listening to, like, Cure and Susie and the Banshees. So just being around all this different music, apart from just hip-hop, and having our parents' record collections to sample. So it's almost like an amalgamation between what we liked and what they were listening to, I think. And I think that sort of informed how we sound nowadays.
Man, it's so cool. Yeah. It's hit the nail right on the head.
Keep doing it.
And we're going to get more of it when you guys are on the Central Coast Saturday, the 10th of December, at the Entrance Memorial Park.
Nowhere near Edelong. No. The other side. No.
We'll get some Edelong T-shirts made up.
Matt and Dan from the Hilltop Hood, so great to talk to you boys. It's really been a bloody honour. And thanks for joining us on Triple M today.
Thanks so much for having us, guys.
Looking forward to getting down to your part of the world for sure.
Good stuff, guys. Guys, thank you.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And a man who, oh, geez, who was just as gorgeous as Mickey D as our former local bloke, James Bracey, from Channel 9. It's a toss-up between James Bracey and Mickey D. You've never seen them in the same room together ever, have you? Jimmy joins us this morning. G'day, Jimmy.
G'day, James. Wow.
I know.
See what? I don't feel pretty this morning. I'm in Melbourne. And I witnessed a disgrace at Marvel Stadium last night.
Oh, you're talking about?
Mate, okay. Everyone hears you.
Oh, all right. Now, if you missed it, what happened? Australia were taking on the Kiwis for the Bledisloe.
Mate, we clawed our way back it, James? It's like 13 to 31. And you come back against the All Blacks from there and you think, oh, my gosh, we've done this.
We've done it. We had the ball on our own line. We had to kick it out, just finish the game. And for some reason, a bloke that had wasted time all night that stops and goes to the third match official, and then all three officials on the ground just stand there and watch the big screen with the crowd going, what do you think of that, Pierre? Oh, I don't know, Claude. What do you think of that? And we sit there watching them waste time, and then for some reason he decides at the death, when the Wallabies are almost certainly going to beat the All Blacks.
A kick from victory, and in the second step of the kick, bang.
Disgraceful. Oh.
But you know what's happened this morning, Jimmy, is a lot of people have been calling. Now, we do blame it was the deal where the French, where we, you know, we negged on the submarine deal.
Yeah, there was a lot of that outside the stadium afterwards.
Yeah, yeah,
there's shattered champagne bottles all over the Central Coast.
We're not drinking.
It is heartbreaking. Can you believe submarines have single-handedly brought down the wall?
And you know what? It wasn't a nuclear one. It was bloody diesel-powered submarine. And the thing is, though, Jimmy, some of the callers, who was it who rang and said they're not eating vanilla slice today?
Oh, vanilla, yeah, he just left his vanilla slice.
That was Jeff, I think.
Yeah, no, Jeff said he's not touching French fries ever again.
If I see a snail, I'm going to stomp on it.
Yeah. My heart's in the same place, Jimmy.
Yep. But James, you've got to think for our good friend Bernard from Lille de France at Terrigal. You know, you've got to think, you know, he serves up the best food there. So, you know, don't take it to heart, please.
No, well, yes.
Are you okay, Jimmy?
I am. Thanks for checking.
It's hard to cope with. imagine the travesty, Jimmy, if we go over there and win at Eden Park for the first time in 30-odd years.
Yeah, well, let's give it to them over there.
Yeah, but then we still lose the Bledisloe, though. But we've done it, but we haven't.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Jimmy, did you want your French roll this morning, or do you want me to eat it? I'll eat it. I'll eat it. Now, look,
I say one thing though? Yeah. I'm never going to complain about the bunker.
Right.
Never.
Now, we've been told to get to the NRL. Now, put that disappointment aside, because tonight Parramatta are taking on Canberra.
Hey, happy face.
Which way is it going to go, James?
It's got to be Parra at home, doesn't it? It has to be. I mean, it's Mitch Moses cleared to play. That's enormous because they were lost without him against Penrith last week. So, sold out Combank Stadium, sudden death semi-final footy. If Parramatta are the real deal, they win tonight and they win well. But I just love Canberra. Like, I love them as a team. Like, they're coming in. They're just troublemakers now. They're just, you know, what they did last week in Melbourne, very rarely any other team can do that, particularly in finals time. So it should be close, but Parramatta should win. Okay. They should win.
I want you to get to Moore Park early, because we've got the Swans taking on Collingwood. Then we've got the Sharkies at the same time taking on South Sydney. 80,000 fans in that area.
Yeah, your favourite parking spot is surely going to be hard to find.
They're right, the Channel 9 chopper. I've already booked it in.
Good boy. Well done. Oh, holy jeez. Jimmy, you've come up. Which way? Will the Sharks beat the Rabbits? This is going to be another great game.
No.
No, they won't.
No.
Okay.
No. All I see is a comprehensive South Sydney win. I think it will become their home ground in a way, even though it's technically a Sharks home game. I love what Cronulla have done this year. I really do. But I was there at Shark Park last Saturday night, and the players' reaction, being out there on the field with them, it felt like they'd lost the grand final. They were heartbroken.
Yeah.
Absolutely gutted. And so, I mean, it was 30-all, then went to extra time and golden points.
Yeah, they played 300 minutes of footy.
But it was one of those reactions where I thought, oh, wow. Like, there was that defeat. And they had been defeated. But there's always next week. You earned the right to have the second chance.
Yeah.
But it was like that didn't exist. Yeah. And I just feel like South, they got momentum. Latrell, he's up and about. He's got the swagger.
Yeah.
And when he's up, Cody's up, South Sydney are up.
All right, so the wind out of the sail for the Sharks. So the Parramatta and Rabbit win. All right, Chris, quickly, grand final, who's it going to be between? I know a couple of weeks away.
Penrith.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Penrith and who?
Good on you, Nostradamus.
I'm going to Townsville next week.
Yeah.
It's very easy to forget the power of, like, these teams that get the week off and you forget about how they play footy.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a reason.
Cowboys are hard to beat up there. It'll be like, so maybe it is a Penrith, North Queensland.
Oh, there you
decider.
Go.
Good boy. I want it to be Penrith, Parramatta, Penrith South. That'd be nice, but.
All right. Well, yeah, looking forward to seeing you on Channel 9, both those games this weekend, Friday night, all NBN in the Newcastle area. James Bracey, former local bloke, thank you so much for taking time out, and we look forward to you ribbing the French tonight.
Yeah, in your dust sport. Yourself off.
Au revoir, my friend.
Bonjour. See you, Jimmy.
What's up? See you guys.
See you, mate.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. How's this? Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer say they're just like BJ House. Quality tools that never let you down. How's about we let you decide?
It's time to build my ad. Now, if you're Central Coast business and you want one of these, all you got to do is virtually just go onto our socials. You can go on to Facebook, Instagram, give us some details about your business and we will do the rest. One local business that we responded and got in contact with us is Greenblower Mulch and Soil. And we've got Jay from Greenblower. G'day, Jay.
How you going?
How are you, buddy? Yeah, going really well yourself?
I'm pretty good.
Mate, Rob is still mourning the loss of the Wallabies last night, so he went out and had a big cry, so he's not in. He's going to come back very soon. Oh, he's come back here. Here he is now. Here he is. He's still crying, Jay. He's still whining.
We're back. Okay,
here we go. Jay, Rob, that's Rob.
Hi, Jay.
How you going, Rob?
Good, mate.
Now, with Greenblower, this is a great idea. You do mulch and soil blowing services, so if people have sort of inaccessible sites, you guys can help out.
Yep, that's correct.
Right, so the truck turns up. You get a separate truck with all the mulch in it. You guys bring the pump, and then you just shoot it into place. How fast?
It's all in the one truck. It's all connected, so we rock up with the truck, and it's ready to go. We just set the hoses up and start pumping.
For someone like Paddy Gerard, who's just lazy, right, if he just goes, you can just blow all the soil into his backyard for him, and he can top dress his lawn or whatever he wants to do.
Yep, we can blow it all in and then sweep up, tidy up, rake it in if you want, and on our way.
And Jay, I can imagine places like Cooleywont. I look at those areas when I drive around them there. How could you get soil or mulch up there? You guys, you are the answer.
Yeah, we do a lot of jobs around that area because, as you said, it's pretty hard to get to.
And because otherwise, people would only be able to use buckets. And you go, no. Don't use buckets.
Don't go one bucket at a time. That'd be horrible.
I'd be saying another bucket word, let me tell you, if that was the case.
Yeah, that's it.
So you work smarter, not harder. Greenblower Mulch and Soil. Just Google them. So, Jay, with that information, we have built you an ad. And this is how it sounds, buddy. You're
Austrian world champion yodeling duo and mountain goat farmers Hans and Freda lived on the mountain. Garden access was a real chore. They were Better Homes and Gardens' number one fans until one day they tried to recreate what they saw on TV in 2 days. On their mountainside oasis.
Shut up, goat! Shut up! This is a joke! Do it on a weekend! My ass! I said, shut up, goat!
One bucket at a time, Hans!
And so it went on. Mountain access issues finally got his goat. And Hans did his nana. Fortunately, Freda saw it coming and inspired by the dulcet tones of The Best of Austrian Yodelers Are Us, she called Green Blower, who do hard access mulch and soil blowing, taking the frustration out of mountain landscaping or anywhere with difficult access. By the end of the day, Hans gave an up yours to his favourite DIY show. And even had time to make a curry out of his least favourite goat.
Don't blow your stack, let Greenblower blow it for you. Find them on Facebook and get the toughest of jobs done in a weekend.
There you go, Jay!
That was weird, as you guys said. That was pretty cool.
weird being the operative word.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, mate, thank you for getting in contact with us through Bill My Ad.
That was my pleasure.
No problems, mate. And hope your business just goes from success to success, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, Greenblower, Mulch and Soil. If you have those hard sites to get, whether it's mulch or soil, give the boys a call.
Yeah, get them to shoot it in there for you.
Damn straight.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. It's just not cricket with Justin Avendano.
The man that men envy, the man that women adore, Big J.A. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, lads. How are we doing?
Hey,
too bad. Well, oh, look, you know. We've got to start first. We'll leave the Wallabies.
Yeah, let's leave.
Oh, okay. Oh, for now. Mate, this fight.
Hodges just hanging on desperately.
Oh, big right hands. Oh, that's it. And he stopped the fight. And Paul Gallen gets his victory.
Not having a go, but some of those two boxers look fatter than me.
Look, I'll tell you what, Paul Gallen's last two fights, it hasn't looked like a proper fight. There's been a lot of defensive strategies. Both these guys just come out throwing. Ben Hennett, Justin Hodges, you know, it was four rounds, so they could just get tired and throw as much as they want at Gallen. And he got hit, but I'll tell you what, Paul Gallen absolutely destroyed Justin Hodges there in the second and third round. But he actually dropped Gallen, Hodges. So it looked like the fight might have been over.
And that was in the second fight in the first round, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I'll tell you, it was cracking.
But they had an hour's break or something. How long did he have off?
An hour fights? Off. Yeah, Ben had it first and then
Each one was what, four rounds?
Each one was four rounds. So there was time for Gallen to prepare. But it was a cracking fight. That's all we wanted to see. And now Hodges come out and said that he wasn't knocked out. Let's fight again. Mate, you couldn't stand up straight. So he popped about four right-hand jabs to the face and the ref called it, which was the right thing to do. And then Gallen's like, I wasn't knocked out.
How much are they getting paid? Look, if you're a traditional boxing person, a traditionalist, you train all your life and then you have all these ex-sporting stars coming out. I don't know whether it's good for boxing. Do you think it's good for boxing?
That's what I think. It takes from the purists. It sort of feels like...
takes a bit away.
Hollywood.
Oh, look, I support it because it makes me watch. I don't know these new boxers, up-and-coming boxers, so I like seeing guys I know on TV that I watch every week fight.
Yeah.
But as a traditionalist, yes, it is tough on the boxing
world. Have you heard about the Gerard v. Palmer one?
No, I tell you what. Jeez, you're a cop, an absolute flogging.
Thank you, Justin.
That's what I'm hoping for. tennis champion Roger Federer. He has announced he's walking away from tennis after next week's Laver Cup tournament.
Yeah, this is sad news. World number one, I read this morning, for over 300 weeks. He probably goes down as the greatest, but he actually has only won 20 Grand Slams. And you've got Nadal, who I think is up to like 21 or 22. Novak's the same, but there's something about Roger, which he will just go down as the greatest. The way he carried himself on the field and off the court really holds a standard going forward for every tennis player, unlike Nick Kyrgios.
He was an enigma of class, that man. I reckon we should have a public holiday. We call Albo, see if he wants to do
He was the Paddy Gerrard of tennis.
Federer.
Now, tonight, will Rob Palmer get another sucker punch to the guts when his team, Parramatta, go down to the Raiders?
He's un-Australian.
Look, I'll tell you what, I can't judge. Last week, I gave you my tips. I got none from four, so it's not looking good for me. So I'll tell you what, I reckon the Eels might be a chance, but they haven't got to the semi-finals in years. They keep dropping out at the second week of the finals. Yeah, so,
You know, who are you backing?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'll go the Eels. I'll go the Eels. I'll play favourites, but watch them lose. I can't wait.
Do you reckon the Sharkies will beat the Rabbits, or which way?
No, I'm actually tipping the Rabbits. So watch the Sharks win. Yeah. I don't know. I think the Rabbits are in form. They had a hell of a match last week. I mean, it was a brutal match, but I just think they're going to be stronger. The Sharks, I don't know. They're saying about them over the last few weeks. They haven't been holding themselves to the standards they have all year, especially defensively. And I think the left side of the Rabbits can get them.
A few weeks away. Who's going to be in the grand final in the rugby league?
Penrith and Raiders.
Penrith and Raiders?
I've got a feeling.
All right. Write that down.
Shock horror.
Raiders. Okay, Big J. Considering he got none out of four last week. Now, it's time to bring in the organ.
No. Okay. I want to know from you what your thoughts were about that dreadful call. Oh, no, I won't even call it dreadful. The call made by the French referee.
In rugby union.
I was actually watching this. I turned on the second half, and I'll tell you what, it was... I haven't watched a union game in a long time, and I was actually very excited.
Not many people have.
And to see it go down in the last... So there was 1 minute to go, and the ref just made an absolute blunder. There was 6 seconds that he got penalised for not taking the kick into touch. Bernard Foley. So that was really tough to watch, but it was an absolute cracking game. That's what we want to see. We haven't won the Bledisloe now in
20 years,
and we haven't won at Eden Park in I think over 35 years, which is the next game in a couple of weeks. So
I've got the closing stages.
The Kiwis had better win. We don't want to hear the closing stages. Oh! No. La 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 la.
And switch on the time, and you pay immediately. And you wait. So that's a strong for the All Blacks.
Jordan
goes on his own, gets the ball away.
That's it.
Come on, come back. You'll wait.
I'll tell you what, too. Rob Palmer's at the studio for good reason, but this is why I think Union is dying, because the refs have too much say in the game. I mean, the NRL, we have the bunker, but this was just atrocious. The refs try and play too much by the rules. It was 6 seconds. Give it a break. It was an absolute cracking match. Get a feel for the game, you refs.
What does it mean when your workmate puts two fingers up in the air at you? What does that mean? Does that mean peace?
I don't know. I've got too many jokes there. I can't comment. We got a flasher in the room.
He just pulled down his duds at me. Anyway, that's unwarranted, but much well-received.
It is 26 past 7, Justin. Thanks for coming
Love
in,
Love you,
mate.
Paddy. Rob's gone.
And you, that's Paddy. A wrap for Paddy and Rob Palmer. How's this for tools? How's that for steel? How's about gas? BJ Howe's Meadowland, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.